Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Verse 8 reads, "But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it." Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniel chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Then the king told the dream to Daniel. Unable once again to be helped by his own conjurers, he had to consult one who worshipped Yahweh, God Almighty. However, the king still acknowledged his own little g-god, perhaps Baal, alias Marduk, as he referred to Daniel by his Babylonian name, Belteshazzar, which included Baal's name. The word finally suggests that some time passed before Daniel went into the king's presence. obviously, Daniel was not among the wise men who had first been summoned to interpret the dream. Apparently, Daniel was in a position of significant governmental authority and not serving as a counselor to the king, per se. That would explain why he was not included in the invitation given previously to the wise men. Because of the impression made on Nebuchadnezzar through Daniel's previous interpretation, it is not likely that the king had forgotten about Daniel's ability to interpret dreams. Possibly the king suspected the ominous message contained in his dream and hoped that the wise men could soften the message when they interpreted it to him. The king thought that Daniel operated by the spirit of the holy gods and that through Daniel the message would be unveiled. Obviously, Nebuchadnezzar was still a polytheist, though he had acknowledged Yahweh's sovereignty years before. Nebuchadnezzar referred to Daniel as chief of the magicians, not because he was in authority over the wise men, but because he was wiser than all of them, capable of understanding and interpreting dreams. The king implored Daniel to interpret his dream for him. Nebuchadnezzar's dream was a simple one. He was perplexed, not by what he had seen, but by his inability to understand its meaning. Previously, Nebuchadnezzar had traveled to Lebanon to watch the felling of the great cedars to provide timber for his construction projects in Babylon. So he had witnessed the felling of mighty trees. The tree he saw in his dream was significant because of its size, its beauty, and its fruit. It provided food and shelter for all the animals and birds who lived under it or in it. Now here is the sense of it from the Matthew Henry Bible commentary from a more devotional standpoint. The beginning and end of this chapter lead us to hope that Nebuchadnezzar was a monument of the power of divine grace and of the riches of divine mercy. After he was recovered from his madness, he told to distant places and wrote down for future ages how God had justly humbled and graciously restored him. When a sinner comes to himself, he will promote the welfare of others by making known the wondrous mercy of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If you have never trusted Christ as Savior, please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and get your soul saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6